Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. On today's episode of the podcast, I'm going to be discussing two movies. The first being Licorice Pizza, Paul Thomas Anderson's latest. And then I will also be discussing the main movie of today's podcast, which is Bull Durham from the late 1980s, a Kevin Costner baseball movie. So those of you that are not baseball fans, this may not be the podcast for you. But I've seen a lot of baseball movies. Bull Durham is one I don't think I had ever checked out. At least I don't remember if I didn't remember it if I had. So anyway, let's start off with Licorice Pizza. This is a movie that saw a limited release, I believe, in December. And then it was more of a wide release January and February. It's finally available to rent. So I finally checked it out. And I have to say I really enjoyed it. It's not your typical movie. Paul Thomas Anderson does a lot of continuous one-shot takes here. And there's not a clear, discernible structure to the plot. It kind of goes from one event to the next. Characters are introduced every 15 or 20 minutes. And I think it makes the movie actually fairly memorable. That, along with the script, which is up for Best Original Screenplay, and I have to say is absolutely top-notch. The acting here is incredible. And I would definitely recommend checking it out. The subject matter will not be for everyone. It can be a little uncomfortable. But overall, I think this is a movie that I think is Paul Thomas Anderson returning back to what made him so popular in the 90s. This is a movie that I think definitely deserves to be up for Best Picture. And the Academy Awards are a week from tomorrow. So it may win, but I'm guessing that it won't. But maybe I will talk about that a little bit on next week's podcast, or the week after, I should say. The first podcast of April, maybe I'll talk a little bit about that. But anyway, on to the main movie of today's podcast, and that is Bull Durham. Yes, another baseball movie. Sorry, everyone. This will be the last one. I watched Field of Dreams a couple weeks back. Kevin Costner, this is the other baseball movie he's famous for. And it's definitely a more mature and adult-oriented film. It's really focusing on what it means to be a minor league ball player and kind of all the ups and downs that go with that. At the same time, there's this love triangle going on. Kevin Costner plays Crash Davis, who's this minor league catcher, and he made it to the show. He made it to the major league just for a few weeks. But now he's been picked up by this minor league team, and he's supposed to kind of mentor and watch over their young catcher, whose nickname is Nuke, and he is played by Tim Robbins. At the same time, there is this woman, Susan Sarandon, who plays Annie, who kind of helps out the team and gives players advice, but she finds herself romantically involved with Nuke, and this makes Kevin Costner jealous. There's a little bit of a love triangle going on here, but all the actors here play their roles very convincingly. There's a lot of humor in all three of the roles, and I saw some people online as I was reading more about this movie comparing it to the hockey movie Slapshot, and there definitely are some similarities there. Kevin Costner's Crash is definitely the most fleshed out of all the characters and the most relatable. Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins' characters, for the most part, are pretty one note. They do have one or two scenes in the movie where their characters do get a little bit more background and you do get to understand them a little bit more. But for instance, like Tim Robbins' character is supposed to be shown as this young kid who's kind of reckless and really, really dumb. And they just play to that again and again and again, so that can get a little tiresome. But overall, I very much enjoyed this movie. The trailer for the movie is very misleading, too. It makes it look like kind of this raunchy comedy, when in fact it's a lot more than that. There are dramatic elements as well. Yeah, when I watched the trailer on the Criterion Channel, I was like, I don't know if this... But anyway, I ended up actually enjoying it quite a bit. I didn't pay too much attention to the film techniques of this movie or the music, but the fact that I watched it a few days ago and I don't really have much to say about the music means that it's just not very memorable. When you think about other baseball movies like Field of Dreams or The Natural, there's a very distinct theme to those movies. You remember the song, but with Bull Durham, there's not much going on there. So I don't have a whole lot to say about that. But overall, I had a really fun time watching this movie. There's some questionable lines in the script from time to time, and some of this humor definitely hasn't aged well over the last 30 years. But overall, I thought it was a good look into what life is probably like for minor league baseball players. And because most of them end up playing minor league baseball, and then they have this dream to make it to the show, make it to Major League Baseball, but they never end up getting there. So those are my thoughts on Bull Durham. Next week, I will be back. I will be reviewing Belfast. Also been reading a lot of books lately, so maybe I will get a chance to talk about a few of those on the podcast. Maybe I'll just pick three or four of them. Been reading about a book a week of late, which is awesome. So maybe I'll pick out a couple that I have enjoyed and talk a little bit about them on the podcast. Also been to, let's see. Yeah, anyway, I'll talk about it next week. I was going to say in some graphic novels I'm reading, but anyway, I'll talk about that maybe next week. But yes, Belfast is up for Best Picture. The Academy Awards are a week from tomorrow, like I said earlier in the podcast. And it's one of the two films that I've yet to watch in preparation, the other being Drive My Car. So maybe I'll be giving my thoughts on that one as well if I decide to check that out. But thank you for tuning in for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back next Saturday at 1 o'clock.